Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you, as it is each week, with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I'm recording this on a lovely sunny afternoon here in Auckland, after a lot of rain over the last few days and more to come. And speaking of rain, it looks like the high temperatures in Ireland last week have eased back a little bit. I think they were getting a bit too much for most people. Literally 6 days in a row of temperatures near 29, 30 degrees. So good to see that the weather is a bit cooler over there. And obviously, cool weather means you can go inside and enjoy a pint now, because after lots of to-ing and fro-ing, pubs that weren't open, haven't been opened since March last year, were allowed to open yesterday under obviously strict conditions. And obviously restaurants and indoor dining facilities are now back in full swing. But saying that, there's still a lot of cases of COVID every day. But we'll go through all of that and all the news on the programme here over the next hour. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you can, what do you call it, stay with us. Well, if things were normal, there'd be the Rose of Tralee in a month's time, and the Mary from Dunloe Festival used to be on this time of the year. But anyway, we'll have the song from Donna Taggart, Mary from Dunloe. Hopefully you enjoy this. Lassie from Tyrone, that's Donna Taggart, and her version of Mary from Dunloe. And the Mary from Dunloe competition used to be on always around this time of the year, around the weekend after the Galway races finishes. The Galway races kicked off on Monday. Only 1,000 people allowed in each day. But anyway, welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. No medals yet for any of the Irish athletes at the Olympics, but a few personal bests. Mona McSharry, the young swimmer from County Sligo, she got to the final yesterday, the 200 metres final, and although she came eighth, it was a brilliant achievement to get there. She was really targeting the next Olympics in France, which is only 3 days or 3 years away. But a good start for the Irish crew in the yachting. They beat Peter Burling and Blair Tuke in that first race. But there's, I think, total of 12 races. So Dixon and Waddlelove leave the 49 class. And there's a good chance that Aidan Walsh, if he wins his next bout, he'll be in the middles for middle in boxing. But certainly a number of the other boxers haven't reached the expectations that everybody thought that they were going to achieve and maybe get into the middle rounds. Anyway, the latest news in COVID in Ireland, 1,120 new cases with 142 people in hospital, and Professor O'Neill has concerns over using the COVID cert for entry. There's a lot of various things to be done as people move into indoor dining. But good news is, if you're a bride or a groom getting ready to get married, after next week, the 5th of August, numbers will be able to move from 50 to 100. So that's obviously great news. And obviously the weather, not as warm as it was last week. And we'll have all the results of the GAA games at the weekend. But from a Galway point of view, no luck. Galway beaten by Waterford in the hurling. And the first time in over 100 years, the Connacht final was played in Croke Park. 18,000 fans there. And Galway were doing well, up by 7 points against Mayo at halftime. But experience, obviously, you know, stood to Mayo. And they have won the Connacht Championship final. And so you've got Kerry, the champions, down in Munster. And this weekend you've got Dublin against Kildare. And you've got Tyrone in the Ulster final against... Oh, I'm trying to... who they're playing against. But I'll come back and give you the news on that. So there's certainly three teams that are in with a chance. If Dublin get through Kildare, which they're expected. And, you know, they will obviously be facing Mayo. It's the Ulster, or it's Leinster against Connacht. And it's in the other semi-final, All-Ireland semi-finals, it's Ulster champions against the Munster champions. Right, I want to play a special request now, a dedication in memory of a great man from my parish that passed away last week, Michael Ward, otherwise known as Diamond Ward, a great man and a fantastic member of the community in Kilcairn. And Michael has a connection with New Zealand. Michael's wife, Mary Glenn from Mylaw, Mary's uncles, Jim and Tony, live in New Zealand. And I know Mary has been down here, but after a long battle with Parkinson's disease, Michael was farewell on Sunday from the church where my mum was farewelled at the end of May. And so we send our greetings to his wife Mary and their sons Michael and Liam, and to daughters Martina and Sarah, as well as Seamus and Catherine, Michael's brother and sister, who are regular listeners to Ireland Calling. And Michael was a great singer and loved a song, and a great sportsman. And we're going to play a few songs in Michael's memories here, and come back to you then. We'll start off with one of his favourite songs, The Town I Love So Well, and then follow that with My Own Native Land. Luke Kelly.
The song is called The Town I Love So Well. A song about a fellow who was born in a town, he went to school, and what happened to him after that. It goes like this. The gas yard wall. town. I love so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called the women from Craigan, the mole and the ball. For thee.
they will not forget, and their hearts are set on tomorrow, and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. They can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
A beautiful isle in the western ocean. It's an island so lovely, so pretty and grand. And its name fills its sons and its daughters with sadness. When it's heard on the shores of some far distant land, Ireland, God bless her, the birthplace of heroes, the home of the poet, the warrior and sage, the bards and the chieftains no longer may cheer her. They live forever on history's page. They turned on our children to spoil their great powers. They tried hard to break them long years ago. But the Irish they found were like softly flowers. And the more you would pluck them, the faster they grow.
Cathy Durkin there, and a lovely song called My Own Native Land, and that was a song that Michael Ward sung before somebody from Kilkerran headed off to Chicago. He sang that in one of the local pubs a number of years ago, and before that we had The Town I Love So Well by Luke Kelly, one of Michael's favourites, and to Michael's wife Mary and children Michael and Liam, Martina and Sarah, and Seamus and Catherine, We know that you're going to miss Michael an awful lot, and so is the community in Kilcairn, but know that you couldn't bear to look at him suffering much longer. So well done to the community for the great farewell that Michael got last week back in my own native parish of Kilcairn. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, as it is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And wouldn't Hugh love to be in Galway this week if he was still alive? He was always there for probably 30 years at the Galway races, when you had about 25,000 attending on Monday, Tuesday, 40 Wednesday for the plate, and 40,000 on Thursday. And a festival that started off as two half days and one full day probably 40 years ago was now a 7-day event. But certainly lots of people watching it, though there's a bit of controversy this evening to see where Jessica Harrington, one of the top trainers, she entered the wrong horse in a race. Two horses, twins, identical, and the wrong horse obviously entered this race and won. So there was a steward's inquiry, and obviously the horse was disqualified, and she's in for a few questions to be answered, but she said it was a genuine mistake. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Well, looking at the Irish Times, some of the headlines here: a murder investigation following the death of a child in Belfast. Nursing home residents over 80s, frontline health workers set to be offered COVID-19 booster first. And then there's vaccinations going to be rolled out for children. So there's stories there about, you know, what they can expect. What else? We'll just look through some of the most read articles here. Sadly, I'm going to skip all the ones about murder. There's too many there. Australia makes world-class mess of its vaccine rollout. Well, we know what's happening over there in New South Wales. Not good. Shocking news. The Irish people may be the sanest in Europe. I haven't read that story yet. And Joey Jordison, the founding drummer of a metal band, dies at 46. And the owner of Brown Thomas's and Arnott's puts it up for sale. This is the Weston family. Galen Weston died in April. And so Brown Thomas on Grafton Street and Arnott's down in Henry Street, two of the biggest stores, looks like they're going to be sold. Whether people will who'll be buying them, but they have a price tag there of 4.7 billion. Right, we'll come back. We looked through the sports sections of the papers when we come back. It wasn't a great weekend for followers of Galway footballers and hurling, but good for some of the other counties that have advanced to the next round of the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Championship. Well, this is a man that would be singing at carnivals all around Ireland if he was still alive and if the carnivals were going strong. Joe Dolan, and this is a song that I heard him singing many's a time at carnivals in the west of Ireland. This is a song called Goodbye Venice. Goodbye.
Square. You said you were alone, loving.
Yes, the man from Mullingar there, Joe Dolan, and Goodbye Venice. And saw Joe many's time playing at the Sound of Music Club in Glenamedy. And he obviously drew huge crowds to the carnivals that took place all around the west of Ireland during the summer months. You're welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll have a look at the sports section of the paper. And, of course, there was the Lions test match in against South Africa at the weekend. And that was a victory for the Warren Gatland-led team. But disappointment that Conor Murray, who was the Lions captain the week before that, only started from the bench. But he did make a difference when he came on. And he's been picked now, along with three other Irish players, to play in this week's match. Robbie Hinshaw, Jack Conan, and I'm just trying to think who the other... Oh, yeah, what do you call it? Tadhg Furlong. And then there's two other Irish guys on the bench. But I suppose there was interest coming from Tokyo at the start of the Olympics, rugby. But Gaelic Games was where it was at the weekend. And, of course, the big games that took place was the Connacht final, which was moved to Dublin, Croke Park, because 18,000 fans could attend there. So it was Mayo against Galway. And Galway had a great start. And we're leading by 7 points at half-time. But Mayo experience just dealt to them in the end, and they came away victors 2-14 to 2-8. So they'll await the winner of Dublin and Kildare. That game has been played next Sunday. The Leinster final, you'd have to probably back Dublin to win that, but stranger things can happen. Down in Cork was very one-way traffic. In fact, it was played in Kerry Fitzgerald Stadium, but Kerry 4 goals, 22 points, Cork 1 goal and 9 points, so big victory for Kerry. And they'll await the winner of the Ulster final, which is taking place on Sunday. That's between Monaghan and Tyrone. And don't forget, you can watch all these games on gaago.ie, gaago.ie. And there'll be some cracking games now if you want to get a subscription for the rest of the season. And then in the hurling at the weekend, as I said, Galway beaten by Waterford, so they're knocked out. Although Joe Canning did, scored the most points in a hurling championship. He's gone past Henry Shefflin. And Galway were down by about 15 points at one stage, but made a great comeback and lost one goal and 30 points, which is 33 points to 29. And certainly a great opportunity there for Waterford to advance. But they've got a tough assignment now. They're playing Tipperary. And Tipperary obviously defeated Munster championship finalists, and they'll be hoping to do better than they did against Limerick in the Munster final. And then the other game, Cork, who beat Clare. Clare almost won that. Cork were leading by 2 points with about time up, and Clare had a great break up the field and almost scored a great save by the goalkeeper, but Cork held on to win that game 3-19 to 1-23. So it's Cork against Dublin, and the good news is Dublin should have all their players that were missing when they lost Kilkenny in the Leinster final. They had about 4 players that were unable to play, one who had COVID and one had close contact. So certainly Mayo turned the tide in the second half as Galway's brittleness emerges again. It's a young Galway team, and I think Pádraig Joyce said he won't make any decision about whether he continue as the manager of the Galway team for a while yet. But certainly a great victor for Mayo, and let's hope they'll go on and do the job this time. But they have to get to the All-Ireland final first, and it looks like they'll be playing, well, they will be playing the winner of Dublin and Kildare. But certainly no medals for Ireland yet, and but some personal best performances and some disappointing performances. But that's the toughness about sport. But the great news is that Mona McSharry from County Sligo, I heard her mum being interviewed on RT Radio yesterday, and for a young swimmer who swims from a small swimming club in Ballyshannon, Donegal, she's done really, really well. So they're really looking forward to seeing her when she gets home. Of course, they weren't able to travel over because of all the restrictions with people attending the games. Okay, we're going to go with Fury Brothers, When You Were Sweet 16.
helping out for John for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream. As I've never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16.
The Fury Brothers there and Davy Arter, and I always think of the time they were here, and Finbar wanted a game of golf, and we organised it out at Chamberlain Park there at the Northwestern Motorway, and the rest of the boys and Davy Arter, they couldn't play, but they were following him around. But by God, as well as a good singer, he was a very good golfer. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got more than 20 minutes left here, but looking at the Irish Examiner yesterday, formerly the Cork Examiner, there's a picture here of Liam O'Driscoll enjoys a pint as he looks out at the pouring rain at the Oliver Plunkett Bar in Cork as indoor dining resumed. But anyway, Cork is in the news because it's one of two preferred options for hosting the next America's Cup. And this was going to be discussed at Cabinet yesterday. So this news broke yesterday morning that obviously Grant Dalton and some of his close confidants have been over in Cork, and Cork Harbour looks like it's one of possibly two or maybe three venues that are in line to host the America's Cup. And they did talk about the financial dividend, and obviously Taoiseach our deputy leader, Fine Gael, Simon Coveney, whose late dad was a great sailor, He's very keen to push the fact that the America's Cup has a huge dividend, and there'll be huge payback from it with the 3 years preparation. So it might be good news for Ireland if the America's Cup move from here. And other good news for Cork is new hospital, transport system and decarbonisation zone plans. Billions of euro for new city of Cork. That's all on the front pages of the paper yesterday. Not sure how the Cork footballers are going to bounce back from the Killarney defeat. Rebuilding the Rebels is the story there. Mixed reaction to the new crisis and team's pilot programme welcome, but psychiatric nurses says it falls short. 2021 road deaths down 12%, with danger in rural areas still increasing. And some nice pictures of racing fans at the Galway races, and certainly umbrellas were out in force on Monday. And then lots of pictures of people in pubs for the first time. Of course, pubs that didn't have food available weren't allowed to open at all last year. So most pubs in Ireland have been closed since March. And this is obviously great news. But there was a lot of red tape and T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted before the go-ahead was given. And Michael D. Higgins, Uachtaráin na Héireann, signed the legislation last week. Although there's been people criticising him for rushing through the legislation. What else is happening here? I see Taoiseach Micheál Martin. He's down with, what do you call it, David Rick, who's the CEO of Lily, which is, they've got a huge, what do you call it here, a solar farm just outside Kinsale. And this is the start of many things to come. And then there's a draft plan, a blueprint for Cork's future that relates to the story in the front pages of the paper. And then there's a huge article as the remember the terrible Air India disaster off Cork. So emergency service rally to deal with the aftermath. That was Cork University Hospital played a key role in the aftermath of one of the worst ever cases of aviation terrorism, as 329 people on an Air India flight were killed. And this happened on June the 23rd, 1985. And there's a big feature about that in the Examiner. And then a big ad, if you're age 16 or 17, you'll be offered COVID vaccine next. And I got my own this morning here in Auckland. As I turned 60 at the weekend, I was eligible for it and got the call up. And so the left shoulder is a bit sore, but it when the nurse was asking me which was hand do I write with, I told her the story that I read in an Irish paper a few weeks ago, when a nurse asked a Dublin man which hand did he write with. He said, the right hand. Okay, I'll give you the vaccine in the left hand. I always said, no, that's my drinking hand. So he went back and had it on the right. But anyway, I had it on the left hand side. So no, what do you call it? Effects at the moment, apart from a little bit of a sore arm. Lovely Leitrim, and Larry Cunningham for all the listeners from Leitrim out there tonight.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Devon's Isle. In the valleys down below, it was my lovely Leitrim land. The shadows on the slope, I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and light. I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. As she mowed that fairy hill where flowers widely grow, and I saw the bay of Fimbulpool where the shadow was low. The next I saw was Mayna town with her ancient and old, where the preaching of echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for her to go. From the town of saints and sages dwell, the shadow walls flow. I have traveled
There's one place I will go. It'll be to the village of all the shadow on the drifts below.
A big hit for Larry Cunningham there, and that was, what do you call it, he's singing all about lovely Leitrim. Reminds me of my good friend Tom Gilmer. Tom wrote Larry's book, and in fact Tom sent me a link up to a song, not about the Galway races, but about another race meeting there. So I'm going to, what do you call it, see, can I dig this out here while I'm talking to you, while you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you as it is each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So we'll see here if I can dig this out. I got this from Tom yesterday. I have to download it from something else, but I had a listen to the song. It was quite entertaining, so I'll hopefully be able to find it here. But anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, as I said, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you're enjoying the programme. And we'll go back and have a quick look here at some of the other items making the news in Ireland. As I said, the fine weather last week has moved on, and will still give a great chance for people, especially in the farming world, to get all their work done. And but many people did want a bit of rain because the you know, it was very, very hot over the last week. I'm just trying to find this song that Tom sent me here. And maybe if this is it here, it's probably not. I don't think it is. But anyway, we'll try to dig it out and play it for you later. But we will continue with another song here. I think we'll go with the Rose of Tralee. James Last. It's a quick version here. Come on, James. Away you go. That was James Last there, and I think I found this, what do you call it, song, The Races of Killadoon. And it's funny here, there's a picture Tom sent me from the Sunday World in 1983, Tom, the long time ago, of Sean Bowen Brannock. And Sean, of course, was commentating the last time that an Irish swimmer got into an Olympic final. And not alone did she win that final, but she won three gold medals and a bronze medal. And her name was Michelle Smith de Bruin, but sadly, within a short space of time, it was discovered that Michelle was using outside forces to help her. And she's not been mentioned a lot this week in Ireland as a result of, you know, her success, and don't know what she's doing. Right, Tom, here we go. If this machine works now, we might have the Races of Killadoon.
SPB here at the start of the Killadoon play. The white flag has been raised, they're ready, and they're running.
Whoever visit Lewisburg in the summer time of year, there isn't a finer place to go for contentment and good cheer. I was there a couple of years ago, and I'm going back there soon. For I can't forget all the thrills I met at the Races of Killadoon. There were tired old nags and sleepy hags, there were fillies white and stout. The trees that raced did not take place, for the tide had not gone out. The next event was in novelty to the ladies' eggers swim. I bet on the grey, but she lost her way at the Races of Killadoon. For Connemara, home is there, the lights you haven't seen.
There were jockeys there from everywhere with their colours red and green. The pride of Ken, the Doohey and the best trump I got along. The roar of the crowd is extremely loud as the cheerleading goes on. There were tired old legs and sleepy heads that were face finest out. The 3 o'clock race did not take place, but the tide had not gone out. The next event was another tease with the ladies' egg and spoon. A villain that brave, she lost her way at the races of Killadoon. Took a fancy to a nag that came from Letterfrag. She was fine and trim and was strong of limit. She looked the thing to back. She was galloping grand across the sand, but misfortune came so soon. But a terrible farce she fell in her bed at the races of Killadoon.
And as exactly am I left in the Killadoon place, and the cats are flying, the girls are crying, there's mud galore, and out there a flood of awful more from Carnegie Mall. In comes Lucifer Jane, in comes Hallow Coley, in the centre of Raw McQueen, fellow men of Princess, and the way outside is Mary Ann McGuire and Kenny Clay.
So it's like I go when the summer comes to see the scene once more, where the ponies and the donkeys race along the sandy shore. I'll bring my old accordion and I'll play a merry tune. I join the fun and then I'll be one of the crowd at Killadoon. There were tired old legs and sleepy hands who were Philly's finest out. The 3 o'clock race did not take place, but the tide had not gone out. The next event was a novelty, it was a lady's egg and spoon. I bet on the grave she lost her way at the races of Killadoon.
And 200 yards to go now, still out there in front of Asselmore, from Carnegie Ball and News Virgin and Hello Colleen. And still in the race of the big chances, Sir Kenny Fing and Mary Ann McGuire. 150 yards to go now, it's Asselmore and Carnegie Ball and Hello Colleen. And here comes Kenny Fing on the outside. And in fact, it's Kenny Fing who takes it up now from Asselmore and Carnegie Ball. And Grover McQueen's making a big run at the outside, inside the last 50 yards. It's Mary Ann McGuire who's going to take it, and Kenny Fing, here comes Asselmore. Carnegie Ball, News Virgin, Hello Colleen, Grover McQueen.
Well, that was Sean Walsh, I think, there, and a version of the Races of Killadoon. And the commentary there was Sean Bone Brannock. And, of course, the last time Sean got very excited was when Katie Taylor won the gold medal at the Olympics in London. And Sean from the Connemara Gaeltacht has been involved in DJ and involved in radio and rallying the Gaeltacht for a long time. And the good news is that Tom Gilmer has a turf home. So well done, Tom. You got home before the rain. And, of course, Tom was down here early last year, and we had a chat to him, very involved with the music industry, country music, good friend of Daniel O'Donnell in Ireland. Right, we've got about 7 or 8 minutes to go before the end of the programme. The programme is called Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, I was walking my dog early this morning. I listened to Morning Drive Time in Ireland. It's the evening programme on national radio, and there was shock and horror when the Taoiseach was surprised today when former Minister Catherine Sapone was appointed to a Irish taxpayer funded UN role. Nobody knows what she's doing. Nobody knows who she'll be reporting to. And this was slipped through literally before Cabinet goes into and the Dáil takes recess and goes off on the holidays. She was appointed to the Senate by former Taoiseach Enda Kenny, and then she was appointed a full minister by Leo Varadkar when he was Taoiseach. She didn't retain her seat last year, but it sounds like a job for the boy or a job for the girl here, and she may not get the chance to take up this role that nobody knows anything about. Right, what else has happened here? Tributes to a Monaghan teen who died in a swimming accident, and of course there was a young Monaghan footballer died tragically the week before. Huge crowds turned out under COVID guidelines to farewell him last week. Flash flooding in North Dublin this afternoon causes nightmare for businesses. Warren Gatland takes page from Declan Kidney's Grand Slam playbook with a few big Lions calls, and he's a former Irish international. Not sure he played for the Lions, but he's certainly Neil Francis, a very outspoken commentator, but he went too far last week in a podcast, and he said it wasn't a racial remark, but it sounded very much like it. over one of the players that Gatland picked for his team. But within hours after apologising, his contract with the Independent Media Group was torn up. As I mentioned earlier, the Galway races is in full swing. The Galway plate will be on today. But one of the top Irish trainers, Jessica Harrington, she was left red-faced after a two-year-old winner is disqualified due to a mistaken identity. And I read some of the report and said that the horse was a twin of another one and it was just a genuine mistake. But certainly people that had backed it and won money would be disappointed. But the favourite was instated at that came second, obviously, as the winner. So that's the news there from Ireland. Of course, Ireland is in holiday mood at the moment because it's that time of the year when a lot of the industries and everything are closing down. We'll go on and belt on here with another piece of music and then come back and wrap up the programme. We'll go with Dolores Keane and Galway Bay. We haven't got the Galway races. Keane there and John Faulkner with their version of Galway Bay, and we're going out tonight with Going Home and from James Last. So thank you again for tuning in, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for your great support. I'll be back next week with another programme. From me, good night, goodbye and God bless.